This is Dairy Radio Now.
Dairy producers are wondering what's next and how to make up for losses from the last few months. James Cricket Jackie Ayer is a fourth-generation Connecticut dairyman, also chairman of the board of AgriMark and on the executive committee of the National Milk Producers Federation.
At the farm gate, really, it's always business as usual. It has to be business as usual. We're caring for our cows each and every day. They got to be fed. They got to be clean. They got to be milked. They got to be cared for. It's our utmost important job as a dairy farmer. But, you know, when the coronavirus first came out and we're dealing with it, I'll tell you, it really has this mental challenge to someone when we see everything just kind of collapsing around you and you really don't know what's going to be on the other side. So it's very disheartening, really takes a toll on everyone. But in a crisis like this, and as dairy farmers, we're pretty resilient to a lot of things. You know, for us, we were going into 2020 after a four-year downturn in the dairy cycle. Pretty hard times to have a margin in the dairy business. But 2020 was looking really good. Our export market was looking pretty well. Consumers, you know, demand for dairy was increasing, and we were feeling really good about this. COVID came around and the markets completely collapsed. As you know, the food service was basically shut off overnight. Consumers shifted to retail. And the collapse in that marketplace meant for our own dairy farm, my own family dairy farm, about a $2 million hit in a matter of about 2 weeks. And just planning, how are we going to get through that? How are we going to work with the banks? How are we going to get our message across to folks on the breadth and depth of the challenge that was in front of us? And again, trying to keep our head high, knowing that we have to do everything right on the dairy farm every day, was probably the hardest thing that we have been working through.
And through the years, Jackie has seen the ups and downs and the various cycles of the U.S. dairy industry.
We milk about 1,300 cows. We have three generations actively working on the farm, multifamily business, been in business since 1948. So there's been the upturns and there's been the downturns. We've been able to really work through and manage a lot of those cycles. But this was at a time when spring planting was right ahead of us and our cash flows, our budgets, everything were done for the year. And then just 48 hours later, it basically just gets turned right upside down. Now, as dairy farmers, we're a pretty tight-knit community across the country and even across the regions with our cooperatives and our national leadership. The dairy industry has the ability to talk to one another and communicate at levels I think a lot of other industries don't have that ability to do. We had that ability to effectively communicate the challenge amongst us, talk it through, spend the time, and just work on how are we going to get through and manage this for all of the farmers. And really, that's what we had to do. We had to bring the message to USDA, to the White House, that here's the impact that was in front of us. We had to get the message to the consumers out there that this was happening at the farm level. I mean, how do you tell a consumer that was going to the store to buy product and their store shelves were empty, and on the other side, we're dumping milk at the farm? So we had a lot of communication to get everybody really up to speed on what was happening. And just all of the farmers as a whole, we came together really quickly and communicated these efforts effectively. And in turn, I think we're able to turn around this pandemic that there was just not too long ago to an actually we're in a very positive recovery phase at this point in time. People are going into the store, they're reading labels, they're understanding brands. They want to know more. They understand that there may be an empty shelf and they want to understand why. And I know from my generation and my kids, never ever would I have thought to go to a grocery store and see an empty shelf. I never had to, you know, live through anything like that. So I think people are actually taking a step back, realizing local food, there's a place for these farms in our backyard, and we need these food production systems in this country locally and spread out across the U.S.
Comments from James Cricket Jackie Ayer, dairyman from Connecticut, also serves on National Milk's Executive Committee and Chairman of the Board for AgriMark. Comments from the recent Dairy Defined podcast, if you'd like to listen to that in its entirety, available at nmpf.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.